Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for August 20th, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, nearly 17,000 dairy producers have signed up for the new Dairy Margin Coverage Program. The Department of Agriculture Monday reported the data with a reminder the sign-up period closes on September 20th. The program offers protection to dairy producers when the difference between the all milk price and the average feed cost, known as the margin, falls below a certain dollar amount selected by the producer. USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey calls the enrollment data encouraging, but says we are hopeful that we'll get a lot more folks in the door. To date, more than 60% of dairies with established production histories have enrolled in the program. Wisconsin has seen the most participants with more than 4,800 dairy operations, followed by Minnesota, New York, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Washington lawmakers have raised fears in recent days that President Trump's approval of advanced F-16 fighters to Taiwan could be a further stumbling block for the U.S.-China trade talks. However, one arms expert refutes that concern. U.S.-Taiwan Business Council President Rupert Hammond Chambers, whose group promotes arms sales to Taiwan, rejects the fear that the $8 billion F-16 Viper sale to China's arch enemy will further sour China on trade talks.
I believe it's nonsense to argue that for the Chinese, the sale of 66 fighters made in the United States to Taiwan is more important than their economy. It just isn't. And I'd like to assure you, your listeners, that the prospects for a trade deal involving agriculture between the U.S. and China will not be undermined by the sale of F-16 aircraft to Taiwan.
Hammond Chambers argues, if anything, President Trump's approval for the fighter sale, which key congressional committees must still okay, gives Trump greater leverage in trade talks.
He's demonstrating that we're prepared to do all in our interest in pursuit of national interest. And I truly believe that includes getting the best for our farmers that he possibly can.
Findings from the USDA 2019 Farm Commuter Survey are out. Jody McDaniel of the National Ag Statistics Service discusses the highlights of the survey and also the importance behind it. The every 2-year survey takes a look at the trends with farm computer usage and internet access.
Over 20,000 farm operations report computer usage information for the current year. Why these data are so important is the data are often used in broadband expansion decisions, and internet access is necessary for the advancement of technologies like precision agriculture and further benefits by presenting additional marketing options and fast, pertinent information with ease. General computer and internet access continues to be on increase for U.S. farms. At the same time, 75% of the U.S. farms reported internet access compared to only 73% in 2017. As of June 2019, 49% of U.S. farms used a desktop or laptop computer to conduct farm business compared to only 48% 2 years ago.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.